السلام على يا أبا عبد الله.
وإنما خرجت لطلب الإصلاح في أمة جدي صلى الله عليه وآله.
The words of Imam al-Hussein عليه السلام in dialogue.
صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the son of the Lady of Light, the esteemed Fatima, the son of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the grandson of the esteemed and honorable Prophet Muhammad. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the beacon of light which guides towards salvation and prosperity, the one who addresses Allah on the day of Ashura, saying, "In so many difficulties and sorrows, I have unburdened myself upon you and brought my grievances before you, O Allah. This is because I lean on you and I am inclined towards you. I tend towards no other." Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs, these are his words. Imam al-Hussein's words in the afternoon of Ta'asua. I dreamt of the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his progeny, who told me, "You are returning to us very shortly. O my dear brother, may my soul be sacrificed for you. Ride on your horse to meet them and ask them of their purpose and incentive, and inquire of any news that they have received. Return to them, and if you can, delay them until early next morning, and get tonight as respite, so that we will be performing salah for our Lord. Tonight, we will appeal to Allah and ask Allah's forgiveness, for Allah knows that I do adore the salah. And reciting his book, the Holy Quran, and profusion of supplications, and seeking forgiveness."
As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'i alayka.
Dear audience, now let's listen to some parts of Ziyara An-Nahiya Al-Muqaddasa. Stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين الذي سمحت نفسه بمهجته.
Peace be upon al-Hussein, who sacrificed himself up to the last drops of the blood of his heart.
السلام على من أطاع الله في سره وعلانيته.
Peace be upon him who obeyed Allah secretly and openly.
السلام على من جعل الله الشفاء في تربته.
Peace be upon whom Allah placed a cure in the soul of his place of martyrdom.
السلام على من الإجابة تحت قبتي.
Peace be upon the one under whose dome answer to supplications is guaranteed.
السلام على من الأئمة من ذريتي.
Peace be upon the one in whose descendants are the Imams after him.
السلام على ابن خاتم الأنبياء. السلام على ابن سيد الأوصياء.
Peace be upon the son of the seal of the prophets. Peace be upon the son of the chief of the executors.
السلام على ابن فاطمة الزهراء. السلام على ابن خديجة الكبرى.
Peace be upon the son of Fatima, the radiant. Peace be upon the son of Khadija, the great.
السلام على ابن سدرة المنتهى. السلام على ابن جنة المأوى. السلام على ابن زمزم والصفا.
Peace be upon the son of the lotus tree in the outermost boundary of heaven. Peace be upon the son of the garden of refuge. Peace be upon the son of Zamzam and As-Safa.
السلام على المرمل بالدماء. السلام على المهتوك الخباء. السلام على خامس أصحاب أهل الكسايا.
Peace be upon him who was saturated in his blood. Peace be upon him whose tents were violated. Peace be upon the fifth of the people of the cloak.
And now let's listen to Dr. Muhammad Reza Fakhr al-Ruhani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. Assalamu alaykum wa abdullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is an episode of the program Dialogue, and I'm Dr. Fakhr al-Ruhani, explaining some aspects of the discourses of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. When Imam al-Husayn al-Salam and his companions spent some days in Karbala, and little by little, the Umayyad hegemony sent more and more military forces, soldiers, to Karbala in order to seize Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. And then on the ninth day of Muharram, that is on the day Tasu'a, the ninth day of Muharram, it was in the afternoon that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam understood that the Umayyad army intended to launch an attack, in fact, a large skirmish on the camp of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam. Then Imam al-Husayn al-Salam dispatched his stepbrother, his younger stepbrother, Al-Abbas ibn Ali, Hazrat Abu al-Fasl, to go and talk with the enemy soldiers and to request some respite, I mean, only for that night, for the following night, that is on the for the eve of Ashura. Then Imam al-Husayn al-Salam indicated in this way to his youngest brother Al-Abbas ibn Ali that the reason for requesting that respite would be that Imam al-Husayn al-Salam wanted to spend the whole night on performing salat and offering prayers and offering his repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this indication of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, we understand that when it was the end of the mission of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam, and in fact when he noticed that he was approaching his certain martyrdom, he never sought respite in order to live longer, or for example to spend one more day in this world. Rather, Imam al-Husayn al-Salam intended to spend the last night of his life all on prayer, on reciting the Holy Quran, and he wanted to get as closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as possible. The camp of Imam al-Husayn al-Salam on the eve of Ashura was all busy with performing Salat or reciting the Holy Quran. On the other hand, the other camp, the camp of the Umayyads, were all busy with their own businesses, with their merrymaking, because they knew well that on the ensuing day, they would be the winners of the battle and the victor and the whole military clashes. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum ya Aba
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program Dialogue. We hope that you remain under the auspicious grace of Imam Hussein today and always. عليك مني